Like if an oinus happens, the shem asachar is potter, so he can swear that it broke or that it was captured or that it died. But if it was stolen from you or was lost by you, a shem asachar is chayiv on gneva v'aveda. Now the Gemara says, "Man tan who's the tan of our Mishnah? Arba Shomrim the holders for Shomrim. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avav, who Rabbi Meir? Our Mishnah goes contrary to Rabbi Meir. We'll soon see. Contrary to Rabbi Meir. Omar Le Rav the Nachman, Rav such Rav Nachman. Me could less play Arba Shomrim. What do you mean to say Mishnah goes contrary to Rabbi Meir? Everybody agrees there are four Shomrim. Omar Le, he said back, Hochi come in. This is what I meant to say to you. Man tan who's the tan of our Mishnah? That Seichi can I say Socha? That if you rent, you have the same halacha as if you're a shomer socher, as if you're being paid. Rabbi Meir, this goes according to Rabbi Meir. Fred Gemara, is that true? Aye. For Rabbi Meir, ipcha shomer in law. In Rabbi Meir Shita, we heard the opposite. The Tanya we learned. Socher, if you're renting, Ketzet Mishalem, what's the law? How do you have to pay? Rabbi Meir, roi meir kishomer chinam. Rabbi Meir says you have law like a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yudu, roi meir kishomer socher. So you see the opposite where Rabbi Meir holds a socher is only kishomer chinam. So Marin says, Rabba Baravua Ibcha Katani, he learned the opposite. But Nechlam Yao Mishnah, like, in the Girsa, the Meir is the one that says, Naisei Socher is Kashem Socher. And the Haseichem, I mean, a renter is like Kashem Socher. Fred Gemara Yochi is so, Abo, what does the Mishnah say for? Shloishininu, there's only three Shemim. Because if you rent and you get paid, it's the same Alocha. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Dalit Shomrim, true, there are four Shomrim, but Vidineim Shloisha, they only have three halachas. In other words, if you rent, or if you are paid to watch, you have the same halacha that Yechayiv on Gneva of Yaveda. Now the Gemara says, there was a shepherd. Tehevi Koreya Chiyusei was watching his flock of sheep. Agudud in Ha-Papa, by the banks of the river of Nahapapa. Sorichad Minayim, one of the sheep tripped. For Noflas Lamayim fell into the river, stam and drowned. So the Shabbat was the Shem Echai Benat. Osla came with the Rabbi, came in front of Rabbi, who patron and said he's potter. Even though he's a Shem Mesachar, he was paid to watch, still he's potter. Omar, because Rabbi holds, my hevel elam evad. What could have the Shem do? In other words, Honota Kiranatra Inji, he watched it like a normal watchman. Therefore he's an honest, and therefore he's potter. Omulay Abaya says back, Il Miyativ so, what's gonna be oil Lumasa be Idna the Yalinshi? Let's say the Shema Shema Sakha goes into the city at the time when other Shemim go in also. Let's say they have like a lunch break. They take off for lunch and they leave their flock alone. Hochinami, now wants to want to tell me the potter that he's potter in such a case, because he watched it the way he was supposed to. Omulay said back in yes, that's the locha. If the locha is, if the minig is that a Shema Sakha has a lunch break, so join the lunch break, he's potter. What's going to be Gona Purto? Let's say the Shema takes a nap. He goes to sleep a little bit. The Idn of the Gani Inch at the time of when Shema take a nap. Hochinami the Potter. He also want to tell me he's Potter? Omalayin, yes, Enechnami. In such a case, if he did the normal way, he'll be Potter. So you might have a kashra on this. Eisve, I have a question. It says, Elohein Einsen. What's called the real Einus? Shemer Sacha Potter Alein. That Shema Sacha was Potter on. For going at the Potter, the Leah that says, Vatipel Shiva, the Goyim came and captured them, Vatikachem, they took the animals away. Yes, an arm, and the young children, they wiped them out with a sword. That's called an oinus, when armed robbers come. But not a thing like this, you just leave your flock alone, that's not called an oinus. Omulesi answered back to them, Hosam Bechazni Mosa. They were talking about a special case, you're a watchman for the city. So if you're a watchman by night, Pshita, you have to do a good job and you're paid to watch. You can't fall asleep, you can't do anything, there you have to fight, there you'll be potter, you're only potter in the real oinus. Maris Kasha, Eitzri Havakasha. It says, Locho, Ad Mosai Shema Sotachayiv. Until how far the Shema Sotachayiv, what's called an oinus, in other words, there is potter. Lishma, until how far does he have to watch? At Kedai, until the Posikov, that Yaakov Avinu says, Ha'isa b'yamachlani charev. By daytime I watched all daytime and I even burnt myself in the sun. The charev b'layla, in the evening I was like cold from the cold at night. So who you see, you have to watch mamish day and night, all time, you have no breaks. Omalei said back, Hosam nami b'chazni mos. We're also talking about a special case that is shamer of the city. So now ask the question, Omalei, Otto Yaakov Avinu, Chazin Mosaru. Was Yaakov Avinu a watcher of the city? We're talking about Yaakov Avinu. He was only watching the sheep of Lavan.
to see a shame sacher means you have to watch the whole time.
The Marins, the Omar and Lovin, they said to Lovin, Nitirusi Serto, listen, I watch for you, your sheep, very well, extra special, Kirchaznoi Maso, like a shamer to watch, you know, the city watches it. So that's why here by Yaakov, he had to watch it day and night. So it could be by regular shamer Sachar, he's not Mechuyev to watch it so much. He'll be potter even before this. So the Rosh Hashanah, I have a kash like this. It says, Roya Shoya Roya. He had a shepherd that was watching his flock, Veniach Edroy, and he left his flock alone. Well, all the year he went into the city. Now, while he was away, he bought the Eva Torah. A wolf came and turned the Torah to rip them apart. Well, brought a river Doris, a lion, came and trampled over them. So, Ein Oimrim, we do not say, Ilu Hoyashem Hoyamatzil. We don't say, like, for sure, if the shepherd would have been there, he could have saved it. Rather, Ella, what we say is like this. Oimdim, we have to see, we have to value it out clearly. If he was a strong guy, the shepherd, if he would have been there, he could have saved the flock, then he's chayiv. If the guy's a nebuchal, he couldn't have saved them, then potter. Now, my lab, what we're talking about over here, the oil, the idna, the island, we're talking about the shrem and sachar, went into the city during his lunch break. And still we see that if he could have saved it, he's chayiv. So who you see, a shrem and sachar is chayiv to watch at all times, he has no head to go in. So Mar says, Loi, that's not the case here. We're talking about the old Beyidna the Loi Ayalinshi. He left his flock at a time when he was not supposed to. So therefore, he's like Chlos Bepshia, that's why he's Chayiv. Fred Gemari, Hachi is so, if he left it when he didn't have a right to, Amai Potter. So even if he's such a person, even if he would have been there, he couldn't have saved it, why is he Potter? Lechura, Chlos Bepshia, the Seif of Beyainis. That is the case. And the Lachur is Chayiv? Because since you're a Peshaya, you left them alone, even though at the end what came out was an Aranius, but as the man Yom we had before, it says Yechayiv. So why over here are you potter in? So my answer, the case here is the Shoma Kirla Rivior. We're talking about not that time he ran in, he was a Peshaya, but he heard a lion coming, he heard the roar of the lion. And that's what made him afraid, and he ran in. So therefore it depends, if he's a person that could have saved it, he shouldn't have run in, he should have rather saved it. But if he's a person that can't save, he couldn't have saved the flock from the lion, then he has a right to run in. If so, I'm demoisoi, my heavenly lamever. Like, what do you mean to say, shots him up to sea? How could he himself fight the lion? What's the pshat he could fight the lion? So my answer says, yes. What he should have done is he should have called for help. He should have called for other shepherds and let them bring the sticks, and that's the way he should have fought the lion. But the Mori Yochi, if so, Mayu Shemesok, where on the Shemesok, then I feel Shemechinim Nami. To Mahu, the Yomi, you shall say, Shemechinim Shel, Lakadim Brenel Makolais, Lakidim Chayiv, even if you're only a Shemechinim, but if you could have hired or got other people to help you and fight, and if you didn't, you're Chayiv. So my answer is true, but Shemechinim Bechim, if you're Shemechinim, you're only supposed to try and get help for free. You don't have to pay them. Shemesok of Ischar. But Shem Masoch, no, you have to even hire to pay the other people to come and help you. The outcome, how much money do you have to lay? How much money do you have to pay for the work, for the policemen, like the people to help you? At kadei demayim, until how much the animals themselves are worth? Now for the Gemara, if so, v'heichem etzinu, where do we find Hashem Masoch v'shechayi b'yaintzin? Like, how come Hashem Masoch himself has to pay for the workmen to help him? And the Gemara, the hotter shock of the main balabais. No, rather balabos has to pay him back later. What does the balabos gain? Like, if he has to spend $100 to save the $100 worth of a squawk, what does he gain? So Mar says, yes. Now, the difference is, lekush for the chiyusa, because he's used to these animals, so it's kedai to him to pay the $100 to keep these animals. And now he realizes, it's a big bother to go and have to buy other animals. Therefore, it's kedai for him to keep these animals. Rav Chizuk Rav Barav Hunam, loisvir lehu hodirabba. They do not hold like Rabbi Svara. The Amri, the rabbi before said the Shema Socher is Potter. In the case we watched it, the normal watching, they hold no. The Amri, the Balabas has the right to say, you know why I paid you money? I paid you to watch. I want you to do an extra job. And therefore, if like before, if one of them slipped and fell into the river, you'll be chayiv in such a case. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape. Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Gimel on the base, two-thirds down. Mura says, Bar Ada Suvaloi. Rav Ada, he was on the side, it says, Noise Sabal, he was the one that carried things. Hevikomavre Chiyusa Agamlo Denorish. He was like taking the animals
over the bridge in Norish. Now, Dovcha Chodel Chaverto, one animal pushed the other one, Vishadisa B'mayeh, and threw it into the water. And he was a shomer on it. So, Shal Zichai B'pot, is this called an Oinis or not? And some of the shomer Sacha. So, Mor says, also the comment of Rapapa, that came in front of Rapapa, Chayve. He said he's Chayiv. That's not called an Oinis, it's called Karv L'Gneve V'Aveda, and therefore you're Chayiv. Omale, so Barada said back, my heavily lemevet, what could have I done? I didn't do anything. One animal pushed the other one, and it fell into the water. What do you want from me? Omale, so Papa said back, yes, you should have taken them over the bridge, one by one, not two at a time, that one could push the other. Omale, yodata beve bar achticho, the motzel lemevet, chod chodah. In other words, like Barada said back to him, it's very hard to do this. That you know, Barada Rashi says, "Kloima bebeni mecha v'yamasecha," like your own children, can they do such a thing like this? In other words, it's too much. I'm not mechuyev to do this. Omle, your papa said back, no. Kvatzavcho kamoi dikamoch. They already screamed at people before, like you did. But leiko diaskech, but nobody listened to them. In other words, Yechayev. Hashem Mesach is supposed to watch him better, and he's supposed to have taken them over the bridge one by one. Talmud Gemara says, Evoi afgid kitno beirunya. Evo put some flax by beirunya. He made him a shomer to watch it. Ozal shavui. So a shavui, Rashi says, I mean, shame haganef listim is doing heavy. An armed robber came. Shamti minei. He stole the flax away from beirunya. Lisoifer at the end, Hukra Ganef, we knew exactly who the Ganef was. He was a famous Ganef. We knew who he was. So now the Shailer is, does the Shomer have to pay back the Bailim and the Shomer would get the money back from the Ganef? Or can the Shomer tell the Bailim, no, you go to the Ganef? So Gemara says, also the Kaim of Rav Nachman, Chayve. Rav Nachman was Mechayev the Shomer Sochom, that he himself has to pay the owner the value of the flax. And then the Shomer Runya, he'll get the money back from the Ganef, or he'll get the flax back from the Ganef. So Gemara says, Leimo pliga the Rav Huna bar Avin. So let's say Yagas on Rav Huna bar Avin. The Sholach Rav Huna bar Avin, Huna bar Avin sent, Nigna vo b'yoynis. What's going to be in the case that you're a Shomer, and it was stolen from you b'yoynis and Am Rava? That even a Shomer Sacha would be Potter. V'yaka kachulka ra Ganef, and then we know who the Ganef is. So he says, "Im shem mechinam hu. If it's a shem mechinam, rotzo nishpa rotzo isim oidin. A shem mechinam has a right to swear and say, shem, I'm an honest. Wasn't my fault, and he's potter. But if he wants to, he can pay back the owner now. Like, be nice, and he'll get the money back from the ganef. Im shem mesocho. Let's say it's a shem mesocho. Oisim oibedin. Vena nishpa. Then the owner has the right to get his money back from the shemer, and the shemer will get it back from the ganef." Excuse me. So Rashi said the kasher is that before by Runya he was only a shemichinam, and so before Hakam Yipaskin that he has to pay back the owner. Here it says if you're only a shemichinam, you have a right to say to him, "I'll swear and I'll be potter." So more says, "Amarovo hosom gavro de parmuska have a kaimo." By Runya there were a lot of people to help him. Rashi says, Anshei HaShulton, like there were policemen around there. The Ramekol, if he would have screamed, Hevi also Matzlilan Lei, people would have come to help him. So since he did not scream, he's a little bit of a Pesheya. So therefore, in such a case here, we tell the Shemichinam, you have to pay the owner, and then you get the money back from the Ganef. And again, we're talking about now that the Hukar Ganef, we know exactly who to go to. So it's really Tony Shiloh who has to have this Tircha of getting the money out from the Ganef. Now the Mishnah says, Zev echod ein oinis. If one wolf comes against a flock of sheep, that's not called an oinis. The shepherd could have saved him, and if anything happens, he's his achrayus. Shnei zevim. Let's say two wolves come to attack the flocks, then oinis. That's an oinis. And if two together, ready, then they're too strong, it's hard to fight them, then you're an oinis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishas mashlachas zevim. The time when there's an invasion of wolves, then av zev echad oinus. Even if one comes, also it's an oinus and yipota. Even if you're shrei mesacha, shnei kolovim. What about two dogs come? Ain oinus. That's not called an oinus. A shrei mekutfai can scare away the two dogs. Now yedei habavlo yoyim. The people from Babel used to say mishum Rabbi Meir in the name of Rabbi Meir. It depends. Meruach achas ain oinus. If the two dogs came from one side, it's not called an oinus. You should have fought them. But mishtei ruchas, they came from two different sides. then onus, then called you, then you called an onus. Now halistim harayze onus. If you have armed robbers coming, that's called an onus, even the shemasach is potter. Ho ari hadoi vihanema vihabardlis vihanochish harei elu onus. If you have a ri, if you have a lion or a doiv or a bear, vanemer, a leopard, vihabardlis and a panther, vihanochish and a snake, harei elu onus. If these come against the shepherd, so he's an onus. So sakonas tafoshes, he has to run away. He's an onus if he can't save the flock. Amosai, when was this said? Bizman shabo malayim. If these wild animals come by themselves, he's an honest, therefore he's potter. Avol halichen lamokem gedudi chayiv listim. Let's say the shepherd took his flock of sheep to a dangerous place where the wild animals are, then ain't honest, then he's not called an honest. Like he took them to there, he's a pashaya for that. Now, mesa kadarka, let's say the animal dies normally. Mesa kadarka, harez honest, also shemres potter is an honest. Sogfo. Let's say he starved it. He starved it. He did not feed the animal. Umeisa, then the animal died. Ain't no onus. He's not called an onus. It's his fault. Now, also, l'roshe tzuk. Let's say the animal by itself went up to the top of the peak. V'noflin fell down. Harei's onus. It's an onus. Like the shomer did not put him up there. He went up there by himself. He's an onus. Helo l'roshe tzuk. And let's say the shomer took the animal and brought him up to the top of the peak, top of the mountain. V'noflin he fell down. Umeisa, the animal died. Ain't no onus. Then he's chayiv, so we asked him to bring him up to the top. Now the Gemara says, "Vatani, we learned, zev echad onus, one zev, one wolf is called an onus." And our Mishnah says, "No, it's not called an onus." Amar Nachman by Yitzchok, he b'shas mashlacha zevim Reb Yudi. That's talking about the time when wolves invade the city, and we had that in the Mishnah. Reb Yudi holds that's called an onus. Halistim harayz onus. Now Am Rab is that's called an onus. Zemur says, "Amai, why? Looky gavri, lahadi gavri. Like, why can't you fight him? Put one against one. Why can't the shemah fight him back?" Amar Rav, Rav says, "I mean, ballistim that Havmin was just a regular robber." And the Gemara, "Amar Rav, ballistim is zuyin. We're talking about he's an armed robber. Therefore, he can kill you. Therefore, you're not mechuyav to be meisa nefesh to save the animal." Iboyilu, I have a question like this: Listim is zuyin, v'royim is zuyin maho. Let's say there's an armed robber, and the